The Mill on the Floss by George Eliot.
This RNIB talking book is part of the Sound Around collection and is brought to you by a kind donation from Sound Around and Nigel Verbeek, one of the original pioneers of audio magazines for people with sight loss.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Mary Ann Evans, George Eliot, 1819 to 1880, was a philosopher, journalist and translator before she became a novelist. Her first stories being published in 1856. She led an unconventional life, co-editing the liberal journal The Westminster Review for 3 years and living for 20 years with the philosopher and married man George Henry Lewes. Her novels are among the greatest of the 19th century. Volume 1. Book First, Boy and Girl. Chapter 1. Outside Dorlcote Mill. A wide plain where the broadening floss hurries on between its green banks to the sea and the loving tide rushing to meet it, checks its passage with an impetuous embrace. On this mighty tide, the black ships, laden with the fresh-scented fir planks, with rounded sacks of oil-bearing seed...